This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get back to Elliot. I guess we got him on a regular phone line. Good morning, Elliot.
All right, does that sound better?
Much
sound
better.
Good?
All right, so you got
to. I don't want to throw you off on a beat the.
I appreciate
Friday,
that,
so.
Buddy.
Yeah,
so you got the schedule as weird and dumb.
Yeah.
Give us your thinking. Why?
Yeah, to me, it reads like a schedule, whereas if like a high schooler was tasked with putting together a schedule and you turned it in and the teacher would go, well, that just makes no sense. Like, why would you put Washington twice in the final 3 weeks? That's weird to do any time on the schedule, but especially with such an important opponent, and then to put it at the end.
Totally
agree.
They do
it, yep. And then they do it again with the Giants, which is really weird. Two times in 3 weeks, both in the first 8 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, of the season. Like, that's a weird thing to do. I also think that if you asked any Eagles fan prior to the season, what games are you most excited for? You would probably say the Washington matchups, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Detroit. I think they butchered the Washington matchups. I think they butchered the Buffalo matchup by putting it so late.
Yeah.
I think the Kansas City one is a weird one, too, having it in week two. Like, I would think there'd be more anticipation for that game. So really, only the Lions game to me seems like it's in a normal place. So,
and the Lions game is coming on a short week also. Like, that's coming off a Monday night on the road at Lambeau.
Yeah, the only one I disagree with you on, Elliot, is the Chiefs thing. So I didn't expect it week two, but here's what I think is intriguing about it. An early assessment for both teams, now we care more about our own vantage point here in Philly, of how different is my team now compared to, 8 months ago when they played, based on players in and players out. And there is an intrigue to that.
But I don't think you ever see the best version of teams in the first month of the
season. You're
team.
Right about that. Yeah.
James
especially
brings this up all the
now.
Time. And especially with the Eagles, like, they really kind of view training camp as a warm-up to the first few weeks, and then those are a warm-up to get going. So to have that game in the second week, like, I think it's robbing us of an exciting matchup.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. When you think about that, the fact that these guys won't be accustomed to playing football with pads on until September's over, because that's how they do it now. That's their training camp, the first month of the season. You got the Cowboys, but then Chiefs, Rams, who gave us our toughest time in the postseason last year, and then the Buccaneers in Tampa in September,
right,
which is so horrendously hot and humid. That sets up like a nightmare.
So
that opening month could be horrendous.
So, Elliot, Richie's main takeaway was that it's harder than he perceived it was going to be, and he's got the Eagles more in the 11-12 range than where they certainly were two of the last 3 years at 14 wins. What's your sense of how difficult it will be to get back to that 14 echelon? Because I'll just say this, Elliot. Here's something I texted a buddy yesterday. I just want to read this to you. I wrote this down after I transferred it from my phone to my notes. I wrote to a friend yesterday, they could go 11-6, still be excellent, but get bounced in the playoffs without home field advantage. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, so the schedule is definitely tough, but I think that obviously we knew the opponents were going to be difficult, but for me, it's more about who the Eagles are than the schedule. If you look at what the Eagles have been since 2022, which I think is like this current iteration of Eagles football, it took an epic collapse in 2023 for them to only win 11 games. So, yes, the schedule is tough, but we've seen them have tough schedules. We've seen them play on short weeks. We've seen them on the road. We've seen them in pretty much every situation, right? We've seen them in Kansas City. We saw them win that game. So when Nick and Jalen are on, they just win a large majority of their games. I think Jalen's career winning percentage since 2022 is like 80%, right? So I agree with you that if they win 11 or 12 games, that is definitely not a disappointment based off of just the opponents and everything. But I think they're probably, I have them at 12 wins, but I would be closer to 14 than I would be 11, just because that's who they've been when Nick and Jalen are together.
Well, they have. I mean, there's no question. That is factually accurate.
But
I will say, Elliot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was hellacious.
So they've had it. 23 was hellacious. Here's the one counter
okay,
I'll say.
Okay, that's true. And in 23, when we knew it was hellacious, we looked at that and we said, man, that look at that deathly portion.
No, I know.
If that's going to test this team, we're going to know exactly what they're made of.
Sure.
And it absolutely did, and it tanked them.
Let me just remind everyone, coming up in 5 minutes or less, we're going to have Beat the Hammer. Okay, Beat the Hammer. You can be the contestant today. Fifth caller on the contest line, 215-988-1258. Caller 5 contest line. You'll compete in Beat the Hammer just in the next couple of minutes, 215-988-1258. Elliot, here's what I'll say about the Nick Jalen thing, which is certainly factually true, but I'll add this, I think, important caveat that established a lot of those wins also. They had their best seasons and their best records when they had either the first-ranked or second-ranked defense in all-pro football. Second-ranked in 2022, top-ranked in 2024. You know, are they going to be a top-10 defense this year? I don't know, man. They have their four best players back on defense, but they did lose 5 starters, and they weren't scrubs. They were good players. No one's going to tell me Darius Slay wasn't still a really good player. He was good, man. So talk to me.
Yeah, so I agree with you. They've lost talent on defense. And I agree that defense, being number one or number two again, is going to be difficult. And I'm not diminishing the defensive thing. The only thing I would say, too, to that point is if you look at the 2 years they were really good, it's also the 2 years Jalen took care of the ball, and that helps the defense as well. In 2023, Jalen being reckless with the football put the defense in a bad spot a lot. Now, they had their own issues for sure, right? Like Bradbury tackling, I'm not diminishing it, but I think that if you look at what makes the Eagles great and what makes them win, it's that they win the turnover battle, and that starts with Jalen. So I think next year, if Jalen keeps taking care of the ball, like, they're probably going to once again win a large majority of games.
It sounds to me at a basic level that you're saying the difference between, and I would agree with this, by the way, the difference between winning 11 games and winning 14 games will come down to whether Jalen is consistently excellent. Is that a fair summation of what you're saying?
And I think when we look around the league, it's like we look at Kansas City and say they'll win a bunch because of Mahomes. Baltimore, they'll win a bunch because of Lamar. Josh Allen, well, you know Buffalo's going to win because of him. Jalen has a better winning track record than pretty much all of them besides Mahomes, and really he's getting close to that over the last 3 years. So we can look at the schedule, but I think it's somewhat simplistic. As they have Jalen Hurts, they're going to win a ton of games.
Is everything just cool with Dallas Goedert now? There was so much.
Yeah, good question.
So much consternation there, and now what?
Here's the main thing I guess I'm trying to drill out. I think John's at. Is he going to be a happy camper that they get the best version of Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, I think he will be. Every sense I get is that he's very, very happy to be back in Philadelphia. I know his teammates were very excited when he walked in the first day knowing he was going to be back. So I don't get any sense that there's issues there. And, you know, this is maybe a sad reality, but the reality is he's pretty used to not getting the ball a ton. So it's not like there's some new dynamic that's going to impact him that way. He knows what his role on the offense is. But, yeah, every indication I've gotten since this is Dallas is happy to be back in Philly.
Good deal. Elliot, good work, pal. We will talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Yep.
And thanks for switching to the phone. I appreciate that. That was better.
Anything for you, Joe. Go get that win.
All right. Thanks, man. You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.